Now at 11:01, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you still are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this, yes, all of this, is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have indeed been double-dong-daring you since 1990. Now you know the whole story right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 70 minutes, around about the midnight 15 hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's the time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We'll do it again tonight. Try to get back to something like normal, except for the fact that I'm totally not, but that's okay. I'll be back to right as rain soon enough. I believe that. I believe it. I said it. I believe it. So we've got a wonderful, I'm sure, we'll see, I guess, free association coming up here tonight at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's that time where I don't know what to do, so I make you figure it out for me. We were taking the free association verbiage over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where I'm sure any number of you beautiful, beautiful listeners are right now. Hopefully you'll stay there all night and others will join in that fun. Don't bother putting any more words up because you know me. You know me. There's plenty. There's no more work for you to do. It's time for you to just sit back and relax. Just sit back, relax, let it wash over you. Just let the silliness take you wherever it is that you might need to go. But we're going to start off with one inspired by the certified genius, our ambassador feel good, Scott Cornish, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Gonna do away with you. me too high for me. I used to get it for $2 way back in 1943. Well, I went to see my baby. She said, "Daddy, just relax." Well, I went to see my baby. She said, "Daddy, just relax." But that night as I was leaving, I paid $10 luxury tax. You know this here inflation is kind of hard on a man. It's causing me such aggravation, but I do the best I can. I'm gonna take a little vacation, going from east to west, make a survey of this nation, see who's causing all this mess. No, I don't wanna buy it. I know where I can get it from. But I'll never name the city, 'cause it might start a big stampede.
To all the boys and girls, and they scream with delight as they run home and show it to their parents. Then mom takes the French toast from the kids and examines it real closely. It's got green mold growing right out of the crust, and it smells like something awful. So she throws it into the garbage can, and a rat comes along and eats it up and falls right over dead. Then his stomach bursts open and his liver pops out. Everybody stands around with their hands on their mouths. They really are disgusted. Then the French toast man comes right around the block and puts it in his French toast sock. Jazz! So evacuate your bowels and have a hot lunch, and don't be late for school, and don't be late for school.
Later. ladies and gentlemen, the French Toast Band. Come on now.
Ricky Bates.
Everybody talks about yesterday. Everybody wants to hit rewind. Everybody looking over their shoulder. Everybody reruns all the time. Why would anyone ever wanna be like everybody and live the way they do? Why would anyone ever wanna be like everybody? Just another monkey in the zoo. Everybody's slaving for today. Everybody in the present tense. Everybody trying to be here now. Everybody thinks it all makes sense. Why would anyone ever wanna be like everybody and live the way they do? Why would anyone ever wanna be like everybody? Just another monkey in the zoo. Everybody waiting for tomorrow. Everybody living for the lie. Everybody wants to live forever. Everybody turn and wave goodbye. Why would anyone ever wanna be like everybody and live the way they do? Why would anyone ever wanna be just another monkey in the zoo? Monkey in the zoo.
Now here comes a song about my second favorite thing, punctuation.
A period is just a little dot, but it occupies a very special spot. So if you should see a period, my friend, then you know a sentence just came to an end. Oh, let's hear that little dot now.
The boy is sitting.
Now an exclamation point is saying, pow! Yes, it is. I don't mean maybe, boy, and how. When you see it there, it means you ought to say that sentence in a most emphatic way, porque según esa gente se me hace acabó todo.
The boy is sitting.
It's as if a sentence tries to say to you, I don't know the answer, but perhaps you do. Huh? Tell me now, you got the answer. Ooh, la, la.
The boy is sitting.
Now, a comma is that funny little sign that says, hey, wait just a second, or the line. When you see a comma, mostly it will mean those are words you ought to take a breath between, porque si no, no puedes respirar. You know what I mean?
The boy, who is sitting, is hurting.
escucha lo que te vamos a decir porque es very important.
So if you want to be a real sensation, you got to know your punk punctuation.
Exclamation point.
All at the beginning and all at the end.
There once was a peddler passing by. His cart with fruit was laden high. And as he drove along, he cried across the village green, crying apples, peaches, and cherries. Cherries. His daughter sat beside him there. She was young as she was fair, all glowing with a beauty rare, a maid of sweet 16. A young lad beckoned from the door. He bought some fruit and then bought more. His longing eyes were begging for the lovely maid to stay. He sought and found her at the mart. He wooed and won the maiden's heart. And now 10 children ride the cart across the village green. Apples, peaches, and cherries. Now, if there is a moral here, such fruitfulness should make it clear. So shut the window when you hear a peddler passing by.
Peaches
and cherries. Apples and peaches.
Asparagus
and apples.
Brussels sprouts
and peaches.
Green beans
and cherries.
And broccoli
and cherries. No, cherry
and cherry
and cherry.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. I think you knew that, though. At least, you know, got a feeling maybe you did. Nice to see everybody playing along over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I love that about you. I love my community. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long would you stay at home? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations, such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so please be prepared. So, you know, it's all about thinking about your future, too. Keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, even during bubbles in the think tank when the power is on. But when it's off, that's the worst possible time to cause a fire. Don't do it. Food, water, light, and a radio with a crank. It's a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO right here in Medford. I love it when the power goes out. I just do. Didn't love it as much, and Athena might be able to identify with this, but maybe not as much because she lived in a more metropolitan area than I did when I was her relative neighbor in the grand scheme of things. When the power would be out for a days, week, whatever, that was not fun. I didn't like that. It was fun at first. Then it stopped. You take care of yourself out there, Athena. In the Wild West. Hey, you're still listening to Bubbles in the Think Tank, just like I said, and we will have Radio Obituaries coming up sometime after that midnight hour. But now we're going right back into all this free association silliness, and I thank all of you, as I always do, for all of your help when I put these together so I can come here and play them at WMFO Medford.
Do you do? I'm fresh from Decatur, looking for some sweet potato like you. Say, sweet potato, latch on, let's go. 'Cause I'm gonna love you, baby, like you never have been loved before. Your wedding ring, then I'm gonna lead you straight to the preacher, and without a string, we're gonna do the thing. So hey, sweet potato, believe it's true. I hope to die if it's a lie, but there's nobody else but you.
In Skunk Haven, an opening night for Mary and Harry's fast food restaurant, The House of Toast. All day business has been brisk. Now, as Klieg lights dance across the sky, we join them in here.
Say, we need some more foil bags up front.
Foil bags coming up.
Okay.
Oh, well, we won't
Haven't had a breather all afternoon.
My, it's amazing how people, you know, order the toast, put it in the foil bag, and run out to the car, and then sit there and eat it.
Right. What seems to be the biggest seller, have you been able to tell, Mary, so far?
It's the toast plain. That's been the number one favorite.
Toast and butter, eh?
Yeah.
Foil bag, Calvin.
Okay, thank you. Very good.
Here's some more of that pre-wrapped butter to go in the machine.
All right, thank you.
You know, Mr. Nelson also had the good idea on whether you wanted buttered on the near side or the far side of the toast.
Yeah, I still haven't been able to figure that out yet.
Well, it's whether you want the butter on here, I'll show you. You see, this would be the near side.
Which side?
This one.
But why is that any different than the other side?
It's nearer to me.
Oh, dear.
Nearer to you. Then on the other side would be the far side. Now, if you butter on the far side, it would be different than buttering on the near side.
But holding it that way, you'd be buttering your fingers, wouldn't you, if you buttered on the far side?
I wouldn't be buttering my fingers.
Well, you're holding it with your left hand. The knife with the butter is in your right hand.
Right. But I just buttered the toast.
Let me see you butter the far side of that piece of toast.
Just like that. It's no problem,
Harry. Look at your hand. See, your left hand covered with butter.
Oh, it's the toast.
I don't think that's the way to do it at all.
300 slices coming up.
Right. And butter them on the near side.
That's up to you to butter them out front. I don't butter them back here.
Dry up and make the toast.
Quiet, both of you. This is no way to run a good business.
Hey, what? Look up back there.
What?
A lot of earth moving equipment. They're going to put in a parking lot, I suppose, for us.
Maybe it'll be a shopping mall. It'll bring us a lot more customers.
Now, isn't that a stroke of luck?
People can do their shopping and come over here for a piece of toast afterwards.
Right. Oops. Hit the toaster.
I think we've struck some good luck at last. And so our friends notice some earth moving equipment being brought up a few yards to the rear of the House of Toast. You want to be here next time when we'll hear Mickle Bar Nelson say,
"Well, I haven't heard anything about a parking lot."
That's in the next exciting episode of Merry Backstage Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking.
Some folks say he's wild, but he put him down. His problem stems from goo trouble. He's never been able to find a love affair that lasts more than one night. But then he goes in for some pretty fancy necking. He likes all type ghouls. Type A, type B. Yes, he's always running around at night with those cut-ups, Frankie and Igor. But he has insomnia. Besides, he likes to see himself on the late, late, late show.
Dracula, Dracula, Dracula. Please don't make the joke. It's just because he dresses for dinner that he wears a long black cloak.
He's so adorable.
Nobody asked me, but I like that. Remember, he had an unhappy childhood. His mother seldom came up out of the ground to see him. Still, she decorated his room with simple good taste. Wall-to-wall moss and the coffin table. So don't criticize him just because he can't stand the light of day. We all look better by candlelight. And you can't blame a guy for wanting a little enchantment.
Dracula, Dracula, Dracula. He can't stand the light of day. But when the moon comes up in the sky, for a vampire he's okay.
Cha-cha-cha.
Gadzooks is the same things as tarnation and other things like that that people say so that they're not swearing. It's like my mother, so she wouldn't say Jesus Christ when she got mad or upset or what have you. She'd say cheese and crackers. Of course, we all knew that she meant it as swearing, but this way she wasn't taking the Lord's name in vain, which you're not supposed to do. But her sister, my aunt, she was a nun. And she wouldn't even say cheese and crackers on account of everyone knew it was just a substitute for what you weren't supposed to say. Hey, for nuns and priests, you can't even switch the words. You can't even think about that. See, swearing is completely out for nuns and priests.
Riggy Bates.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
There was a fungus among us. There was a rumble in the jungle. There was a static in the attic, a moaning and a groaning, a fungus among us. We had a fight in the middle of the night. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
We were having a party the other night. Somebody got mad and they started to fight. I couldn't understand what it caused it all, but nevertheless, so we were having a ball. There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a fungus among us.
Which one is the fungus?
There was a cootie for a bruising. There was a winning and a losing. Put it to an end, being the trend, cause there's a fungus among us.
Captain Clements.
Yes, Malarkey?
The men haven't eaten in days, sir.
Yes, Malarkey.
Captain, I don't think you fully understand. I said the men have not eaten in days now.
I heard you, Malarkey. Thank you.
Captain, you've gone quite mad. I'm telling you for the last time, the men have not eaten in days.
Well, force them! You've plenty of men, haven't you?
Plenty, sir.
Plenty of what? Sir!
Men, sir.
What?
Men.
What?
Men.
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 Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men. Men.
It's great to be on a ship with men and sail across the sea. Oh, we don't know where we'll land or when, but it's great to be with men.
It's great to be with men.
'Cause men can sweat and men can stink and no one seems to care. Oh, we'll throw the dishes in the sink and clog the drain with hair. Oh,
clog the drain with hair. Oh, men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So batten down the ladies' room. There's no one here but men. Men, 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 men.
There's men above, there's men below. There's men down in the galley. There's Butch.
And Spike.
And Buzz.
And Biff.
And one guy we call Sally.
And one guy we call Sally. Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. You'll never have to lift a seat. There's no one here but men. Men, men, men. Men, 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 men.
We're men and friends until the end, and none of us are sissies. At night we sleep in separate beds and blow each other kisses.
And blow each other kisses. Men, men, men. It's a ship all filled with men. So throw your rubbers overboard. There's no one here but men.
Make a record, take your breath away. Let's put the time today. I wanna work years and then not get paid. I still wanna make a record. Let's put it all on wax, flash, shiny and black. I wanna be a part of a stack. Still wanna make a record to be more
Ricky Bates.
It was springtime in Flipping on the Hard. I remember the lily ponds. Mornings were often earlier than usual, too. Farnsworth was there, and Clydesdale, and Mother, wearing her great white kitchen.
It's like a glove.
Scorching a breakfast dew.
Oi!
In came Father, wearing a tall polack.
Oh, some flower.
Father, a fastidious man, trimmed his beard 27 times a day.
Are my yarmulkes ready yet?
He said, picking a pull of her special hot buttered rump.
There's a bit of a boonie in your barn yet.
Thank you, my dear. We'll have it out before Christmas. What? No serape for these pancakes?
Tonight we eat Chinese.
But we never did. Mother was funny that way. In the afternoon, Lydia would come by.
Hi, boys!
Her spokes shining. Somehow, she made Hi-Li seem more than it really was.
Four loaves!
She squealed, rolling to a victory. Then, one day, it was years later, and I had forgotten all that, for I could not remember it anymore.
Because my man don't want me no.
You know I'm a blow top because my man don't want me no more. Flippity flop flop, no man, no job. Now where can I go? Straight to the pawn shop. I want to eat, but I've got to have dough. I'm just a blow top because
you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO, Medford.
We went out to a hootin' and the Alvin and the boys and me. When a strange-looking man started picking on a banjo, sure was something to see. Then he sat down and the sound he made was like a cross between a bear and a bird. The boys got scared and so did I, cause this is what we heard.
What's he doing, Dave?
I don't know, boys. Now just be quiet. The crowd went wild and clapped their hands for the man from parts unknown. The sounds he made, the people called even, and they cheered him on and on. And pretty soon our toes were tapping, our hands were clapping too. To get the crowd in the palm of his hand, here's all he